meeting is now being recorded.
Thank you. Hello, everyone. This is Brenda speaking. Welcome to SSR2 Review Team Plenary Call Number 56 on January 10th, 2019 at 1500 UTC. Attending the call today is Ram, Aran, Kaveh, Russ, Navid, Lauren, Denise, and Carrie Ann. We have no observers. Attending from ICANN organization, Nagar, Jennifer, and Brenda. Apologies from Norm, Eric, and Boban. Today's call is being recorded. I'd like to remind you to state your name before speaking, and Russ, I'll turn the call over to you.
Thank you. So the first thing is to deal with some administrative things regarding travel, so I think Jennifer's going to handle that.
Thanks, Russ. So the first item on the agenda, I know that we have been dealing offline with a number of review team members regarding certain travel situations that need to be resolved. So thanks for your patience as we continue to resolve those. But we just wanted to take a moment on the call here for anybody to raise any issues regarding either the Los Angeles face-to-face meeting or Kobe meetings in terms of flights. With regards to the hotel for the LA face-to-face meeting, I understand that the confirmation emails haven't yet been sent, but should be coming out shortly. As I said, I think before the holidays, the hotel will be the Jamaica Bay Inn. So I'll pause there, and I see Carrie Ann has her hand raised, and anybody else who's having any issues that we should be aware of, please let us know. Carrie Ann?
Hi, everybody. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Hello? Okay, perfect. I just sent an email. We had a last-minute change in our office, and I have to be in Geneva the week of LA. I was to fly back in order that I was coordinating with ICANN staff to be able to fly back from that trip and go straight to LA, but we have a last-minute meeting that was confirmed with the WEF that I have to attend with my boss. So I'm able to attend LA, but I'll participate over the weekend remotely because I'll be home by the weekend, but I got my passport, and I'll be, the staff knows the issues I have with my passport, so I had to renew it over the holidays. So I'll be confirming the Kobe trip. I told my boss if I miss this face-to-face, I have to be at the next trip, so I'll be confirming the Kobe trip this weekend just to make sure I lock it in so he can't change his mind again on anything. So I just want to apologize to the team in advance, but to assure you that I'll ensure that I participate as best as possible on the weekend remotely. And I will make sure that I'm in the next face-to-face meeting, regardless of what other changes may happen internally in the office.
Okay, thanks, Carrie Ann. And I see Alan has typed in the chat, I will not attend Kobe and had informed the travel team. So I see no other hands raised, so we'll take it that everybody else's issues are being dealt with via email. And I'll move on quickly to agenda item 1B. We've been working with the leadership team to pull together attendance data for the review team up to date. And we had promised that we would circulate it to the list ahead of this call, but unfortunately we've had some staff absences this week and haven't been able to do that. So the update for you all is that we're working on pulling this data together, and please expect it to be circulated to the list shortly. And I don't know if Russ or anybody else wants to add more context to that one before I move on to item C.
Sure, this is Russ. The, it was pointed out to the leadership team that some of the team members have not participated since the resume after the pause, and so we wanted to take a look at the actual data, who's been participating, who hasn't, so that we could bring it to the team and talk about what, if anything, should be done at this point. I think that's it. So the next thing is the doodle poll, which is also Jennifer.
Thanks, Russ. So the doodle poll, if you all remember, for those of you who are, attended the call before the holidays, the review team had discussed potentially meeting in May after COVID. That would be a face-to-face meeting. And we're going to add that to the agenda for the face-to-face meeting in January for discussion to see whether or not the review team feels like a face-to-face meeting in May would be reasonable or needed. So we're going to send out a doodle poll before the end of the week to just get a check of everybody's availability around that time so that we can just get a step ahead in terms of planning, because as you all know, it takes a while for these meetings to be able to be planned. So please keep a lookout on the list for the doodle poll. And it's just to emphasize that this is if the review team feels like a meeting will be needed in May, which will be discussed in further detail at the January face-to-face meeting. So with that, I'll pass it back to Russ, unless there's any questions. Thanks.
This is Russ. One follow-up on that. We don't know whether we'll need a meeting in May, but if we do, then we want to try and get it on everyone's calendar. If we don't, then we won't waste everyone's time holding a meeting we don't have an agenda for. Really depends whether we have a document out for comment by the community and what those comments are at the time where that meeting would come about. So, anyway, that's the idea. I see a comment from Carrie Ann. Are we able to do individual outreach? Are you talking about dialing out to someone, or are you talking about during the Kobe meeting? I'm confused, Carrie Ann. Why don't you talk to us?
Well, while she's trying to get her audio, it's Casey. Did the doodle poll go out? I'm trying to find it in my mail. Maybe I lost
it. No, it's going to come out between now and the end of the week.
Okay, thank you.
Carrie-Anne, we're not hearing anything. My display shows she's not muted, but I'm not hearing anything either. Okay, well, let's...
Russ, she sent an email to Rich. She may be unavailable. I know that she did speak earlier, but it looks like she's maybe on a simultaneous meeting. I'm not sure. But anyway, it sounds like she's not speaking at the moment.
Okay. So let's turn to the Google Doc. We have a couple entries, but I must say I'm quite disappointed at the amount that's still blank. I had hoped that the vast majority of these would be at a point where we could go through and sort it out, the final text, and be done with this by the end of today, but clearly that's not going to happen. We have no text yet for recommendations 1, 2, or 3. 4 we talked about before the holiday break. 5 is still empty. 6 we did before the holiday break. 7, 8 are... still blank. We have some early text from Lauren for number 9, but it's not in the same 3 buckets as the other recommendations. Lauren, can you tell us what you're thinking and what early means? Lauren, now that you want to talk, can you? I see muted on your little icon.
Okay, this is Lauren. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now, yes.
Okay, I'm very sorry about this, but I'm like constantly looping. So I'm like connecting in, it looks fine, and then it froze out. So essentially with the recommendation 9, I had a little stab at it yesterday while traveling between Europe and the US, so apologies for length and so on. But what I was thinking of, which I thought would be a good thing to raise on the call in general, is what is our idea of the general length of the assessment? Because I wrote like a paragraph that kind of, or two paragraphs, that essentially contain the general idea where we, it's a bit like the other one that I discussed before, which is essentially we can see that they have either taken steps for training staff, they have pursued organizational certifications, but this whole like clear roadmap idea, having a comprehensive strategy, providing an idea of, you know, why are we doing this, why are we pursuing that, is not present. And essentially, then, is this still relevant? Obviously, it is from my point of view. But then we have to say, well, in addition to doing these things, they have to kind of follow a strategy. They have to integrate. There are a variety of best practices in this sphere, what should be done and shouldn't be done, and so on. My question now is, how much detail do we generally want, knowing that we, you know, have very different recommendations and, you know, sometimes we might need more tax, sometimes we might need less tax. But, like, what's our idea as a team in general? Like, half a page, page, what's the general gist of like, the length we're going for? Kind of thinking about, well, if it's too long, people won't read it. If it's too short, there might be detail missing. So I'm just wondering what the general idea is in the group.
Well, I find it a little bit humorous that this is coming from you. Since you wrote the first one, right, which was, you know, recommendation 4, right, which was roughly 2 or 3 paragraphs, right?
Yeah, exactly. But that one was, you know, very clear. It was just like there should be a document where this stuff is located and it should be complete, and there isn't. So this is why I think that one might have been a bit special, because it was very straightforward. So that's why I'm wondering, like, what's our idea? So if we look at KC's, for example, there is a lot of text. I think this is maybe because it's still in draft mode, KC might be able to say more about this, and it just might be needed. So I'm just trying to get an idea what the team thinks of this.
Well, I'll tell you what I think. I think... This is KC. I think it should be, you know, as long as it needs to be, and or as short as it can be, rather. And I think some recommendations are just more going to have more content than the others. Some we think, well, this one wasn't even written right, or we don't even know how to evaluate this, and I hope we can be real short about those. And there's some degree of that in the two that I reviewed, but I also think that, and I don't mean to be self-centered about it, but I feel like the two that I reviewed are pretty central to the rest of what's going on when you evaluate SSR2 activities at ICANN. That is, what are the advisory committees doing that SBAC is supposed to be supporting, and what is ICANN doing? So I did feel like I wanted to be as comprehensive as I could be, but I'm happy to have other people say, you know, we don't need all this text. Cut it down to the two sentences that are needed. I don't think anybody said anything about my text, like nobody said anything about the previous text that I wrote that I wanted discussion of. So, sorry, there's a little bit of frustration in my voice that I guess I share with Russ. That I'll just say it. I don't think this team is functional right now.
So I see a plus one from Denise in the chat, since I suspect most of you are staring at the Google Doc. Anyone else want to offer comments on the size? I think we need to be flexible and adjust to the content that's needed on the recommendation. Shooting for a page-ish on the ones where we need to. And, of course, we have different font sizes, which make that even harder. But that, I'm sure we can get staff cleaned up at the end. Anyone else? I see hands from Lauren and Carrie Ann.
Lauren, you mind if I go first? I'm kind of just straddling between meetings. I just stepped out to just say something quickly.
Carrie Ann, please go ahead if you don't have time.
Go ahead, Lauren, or no?
Carrie Ann, go ahead.
No,
okay. Casey, I feel your frustration as well. One of the things that I was thinking about this week is I don't mind sitting with probably someone next week because my workload doesn't kick in fully in gear until like the next a week from now when I'm going to be on the road again. I don't mind sitting with someone to just undertake to clean the entire text and just prepare something on SSR1. I think it has taken up too much of our time so far. And we still have our own review to do. We spent a lot of time spending on trying to finalize SSR1 review of that review. And I think it's time to just clean the text and then just undertake to send that to everyone for final review of a full document. I don't mind sitting with someone, as I said, if anyone is close to me or we can try to take a bus to each other or something and just sit for a day and just write and look at the text that persons have already inputted, the research that was done, and just conclude on some paragraphs that can be critiqued by the entire team or tear it apart. But I think we've spent enough time on SSR1, and I think we need Russ, the chairs, co-chairs, to kind of close off on SSR1 now and move on to our own review. I too have been lapsed in like getting in, but just like Casey, for 27, I had put a comment previously, and even in the discussion, that I don't think we need a full review of 25, 26 because we recognize that 25, 26, 27 are all related. And the work that Boban would have done before related to that, the findings are in the text. So I had done a draft language to reflect that those findings. But as I said, the offer is here for the next week and a half, to just sit with anyone who's willing to just do the work and get it done. And then the members that have not been as active to probably do individual outreach to them from the chairs and co-chairs to kind of get them to just review the document, finalize on SSR1, and move on to the other topics we have for review. Because as I said, we've slowed down significantly, not just because of the holidays, I think, but because I think persons are probably not as energized as they should be, whatever reason. But just to say that, that's my recommendation in terms of how we could just get this done. But the offer is there.
Well, thank you for that offer. Lauren?
So this is Lauren. Firstly, thanks for confirming what I was thinking about length. Second, with the recommendations, so I will essentially until next week provide a draft for all the ones that I'm on and email people that are with me on that, hoping that they will contribute as well. I'm sorry for not having done as much as I wanted to, but due to travel this week, it was just not doable. And I think, like, the most important point is essentially what Carrie Ann raised, which is that we really need to think about how we can kind of finish this up. I have the same feeling the longer we dwell on the SSR1 issues, the more problematic it will get, because I think everyone is fed up, and the longer we take, the more people will kind of drop out, shut off, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay.
Question, excuse me again. Is it, Carrie Ann phrased it like, let's finish this so we can get on to our own review. My understanding is that this is a required part of our own review. We're not just making up extra work for ourselves. Is that right?
That is right.
Okay. I just want to get, so the people who decided this isn't worth their time, they're deciding that SSR2 is not worth their time, right?
Lauren and Denise, I see hands. I don't know whether Lauren's an old one. Yep. Okay, Denise.
Yeah, I took Carrie Ann's comments to mean that we've spent huge amount, substantial amount of our time on SSR1 implementation assessment, which is a core part of our job. But we have two other major work areas that the group has defined for ourselves. And in terms of our work plan and timeline, I agree with Carrie Ann that we should and think we need to make a push this month to wrap up our first draft of the SSR1 implementation assessment and turn our attention to the other work streams that the team wants to tackle. Thanks.
Okay, then I do think that, given that folks have had a couple months here, that the leadership, and sorry to throw this back to the leadership, but this is more or less what Carrie Ann said, you guys should assume that everything that's in the rough draft document is final and just go edit it. And let's publish it or whatever. Let's just declare it done. Because I think at this point we're not going to get anything more out of the rest of the team. They have spoken.
Okay, that's an interesting approach. There's still two that are blank in there from Scott. In the data mining collection document. Scott, are you able to tell us the status on that?
Hello.
I heard a whisper.
Can you guys hear me?
I can now.
Okay, there we go. So I updated one of them yesterday because it was about the vulnerability disclosure. That has been a very slow rolling process within ICANN staff. So that one was updated yesterday. I can take a look at the other one. Was it two still left or one?
No, you had two that we were waiting for mid-October-ish is what I remember.
All right. I must have missed one because I thought I went through the doc and everything was good, but I'll take a look at it again today.
All right. If you could get those pounded out by the end of the week or early next, that'd be great.
Yep.
So does does anyone think that the approach that Casey just suggested is not the right one? Denise, is that an old hand?
Yes, sorry.
Okay, I think that I need to digest that and think about what it means in terms of workload for the leadership team. But I would like to, on this call, go through other parts of the contributions and see if there's any point where there's some disagreement. So, Lauren, we were talking about recommendation 9. Do you think you got the information you need to flesh that out?
So this is Lauren speaking. I wrote this up as like a basic like starter yesterday. I'll reach out to Scott and Boban right after this call to see what they would like to see added or if they think it's all right, but in addition, obviously, everyone who thinks I forgot something important right now, please just, you know, just go in and add it. But again, I think in general, it is quite clear that, as I mentioned before, like we do have some evidence of some stuff having happened in the direction of that recommendation, but it has not been completed in the way the recommendation text wants it to be completed. And there is like very little question about it in my eyes. So please, everybody, if you disagree, if you think something else should be written, let me know.
Okay, I would like to turn to recommendation 15 for a moment. The way I read the one sentence that was put here is that people think we should just point to that one document and say, did it have the intended effect? Yes. And is it still relevant? Yes, but no further work is needed. Is that correct? I think all three people who are working on this are on the call. Could one of you speak? Go ahead.
Hi, and this is for the records. This is Nurul Amin. I just added a generic document for coordinated vulnerability disclosure reporting for a generic vulnerability. I don't know the current status of any vulnerability disclosure reporting format is available with ICANN for DNS-related threats on vulnerabilities. So if it is there, we could add some text regarding that. Anybody can provide that information, it would be useful. Thanks.
Yeah, that was my reaction to the URL that was given, is it's one from 2013. I would think that if it had the intended effect that that was it, then, and nothing has happened in 5 years, that would seem like more is needed. Okay, anything else to be captured here? Lauren?
So this is Lauren speaking. I think it always makes sense to have like a little bit of text at least. And I think it would make sense, so particularly what Nurul just said, maybe again, you know, write a paragraph kind of describing, okay, this is what happened. This is the outcome. So that someone who's reading this document, so if I was to read it, I would want, like, you know, just like a link. Yeah, it has happened. Here's the link. That's maybe a bit too little. So just, you know, just like a 2-3 sentence one. So you can see, ah, okay, this was the recommendation. This is what has been done. This is the evidence I can provide it. We're happy with it. Done. I think that would, in general, for all of those where the answer is very clear. We should still have, in from my point of view, like 2-3 sentences, so reader knows what's going on.
But I think there's more to say than that, since it hasn't been touched since 2013.
This is Lauren again. Yes, absolutely. So I would personally kind of say, well, if it hasn't been touched since 2013. We definitely have to think about it a lot more, but I'm not holding pen and I haven't researched that one, so I don't want to, you know, infringe on that territory because I simply don't see myself having enough knowledge to comment.
Okay, the next one I want to talk about is 23. KC, we talked about this a little bit right before the holiday break, but there's still some places where you say, you know, like at not clear status. Are those places where you need input from the team?
Well, really, I went and did some digging around with SAC. I got SAC and excuse me, ICANN staff to go find some other not well-documented URLs about the DSSA thing. It's a weird history. There is a couple of reports that we didn't get provided by ICANN about DSSA, but it has some sort of mysterious denouement associated with it where there's a quote final report that talks about a bunch of future work that will be done, the next phase, and then there's nothing after that. There's no history after that. And I wound it all the way down to Patrick Jones at ICANN staff, who said he believes, he said, it is my understanding that these things were folded into ICANN org operations, whatever that means. It was all about risk management. So, and then I never got a follow-up from that. Now, this sort of goes to I had asked the leadership team if we should set up a time to talk to SAC about their view of whether there enough resources were provided for them to do their job and whether they think, you know, anyway, their view of that recommendations assessment. And I'm still kind of waiting for, I thought maybe we could talk about it on this call, whether that's something that we think a large or significant number of people on the SSR2 review team would like to participate in such a call, or they want me to do it as a member of SAC and come back and report back, or they don't think it's appropriate to do it at all. I'm happy anyway. Well, I think we should do it in some way. I guess I would be unhappy if we decided it wasn't worth or it wasn't appropriate to talk to SAC or RSEC at all. But I don't really need to be doing this on my own if anybody else wants to help. So that was my thought. But other than that, in terms of the DSSA thing, I could just remove the at signs and call it done because it's not really at all clear what to say, and there's only so much time we can spend on this. So open it up for comment.
Go ahead, Denise.
Yeah, thanks. I would suggest, KC, that we just get a couple of volunteers from the review team and reach out to the respective chairs of SAC and RSAC, tell them we'd like to have a, you know, conversation about this specific recommendation, and then bring the results of that back to the team and incorporate as see fit in the assessment. And I'm happy to help you with these conversations.
That's great. I mean, and it could be that we decided we should wait till Kobe, but I just as soon have that conversation earlier, like by set up a phone call, and I already talked to the chair of SAC, and he's happy to try to help coordinate that. So.
That would be great. Is there anyone else who wants to join that call? So I'm hearing Denise and Casey will do it, and Lauren has his hand up.
Yeah, it's just Lauren. I wrote in the chat. Maybe people haven't seen it. I'm happy to join in as well. That's all I want to mention. Yeah.
Okay, so Lauren, Denise, and Casey will have their hands up for that. Is there anyone else? Alon says he would like to join as well.
And Scott.
Okay, good. All right. So that's certainly plenty to ask them whether they're getting enough budget and understand what their needs are that are not being met if that's the case. Okay. So, Casey, you put a lot of work into 24 since over the holidays, I guess. Can you walk us through that?
I was muted. Yeah, this one I also find a little harder. First of all, there's no chief security office, so I'm just kind of mentally substituting Okto for that because that's what they clearly decided. And the public org chart of Okto is a little weird because there is like a security team under Okto that seems to have two people on it. John Crane leads it, and there's two people I've never heard of. And one seems to be an outreach person. So all that stuff is in there. This is another thing that might be worth talking to ESSEC about, this recommendation in particular, because I know there's been some tension, because I was part of it, this year about, you know, what role each of these bodies and other bodies should play with respect to evaluation of risk of the KSK role. And it's still ongoing with the whole new GTLD thing, and of course that has been ongoing for years in terms of risk assessment, risk management, and really research and data analysis. So I sort of wrote about what I could find publicly available, but I think there is an open question that will come in our next phase of what do we think the role of that organization is inside of ICANN, and we'll probably expand beyond CSO, the Chief Security Officer, to Okto in general, which I think is what SSR1 would have written about had it existed at the time. Who picks their tasking and who evaluates their tasking? Because my assumption at the moment is basically the ICANN board, or the board technical committee or something like this. And it's not obvious to me that that's working, let's put it that way, or that that's even the right thing to begin with. That's all I got. There's one more thing, which is and on this point, I talked to somebody who used to work for ICANN, Dave Piscatello, who spent a lot of time in Okto trying to build data analysis platforms and sort of bring more transparency to the space of DNS abuse. While I was talking to him, it sort of occurred to me, and also in previous conversations or reading all the material that was presented to SSR2, there seems to be a lot that Okto's done, most notably this DAR stuff that they presented a few times and that there's some third-party evaluations of. But their position is that they, because of the way they negotiated all these contracts with the data feeds, that all of that data is proprietary and they can't really share it with the community or maybe even with ESSEC, because I know ESSEC has been interested also. But it's not clear to me what's the public impact of that data, or all of the data-oriented projects, including the metrics project, the Internet Health Report, Internet Health Indicator thing, if all of that data is inside ICANN. Now, maybe that's fine. Maybe that's appropriate. But there seems to be a gap between building all these platforms and having something that is having some impact on the community. And maybe it's just that we don't know. But even that is a problem. So that's the latter part of my comment in there.
So... Casey, that question would lead to one of two things, either a recommendation about something being publicly produced, or it would lead to a place where we want to dig deeper, and I'm not sure what you're asking.
Open for discussion. I don't know. I mean, obviously, as they've said, the current – I don't know. We should take each project specifically, but I think that I remember during SSR1 there was a lot of angst over assigning or expanding ICANN's mission to include more research. I wonder what the current view is of that, because it sounds like at the same time, they get pressure to sort of expand what they're doing for SSR activities. So I just feel like I don't have a good handle, and I couldn't find anybody else that felt they had a good handle on this very recommendation. What are the roles and responsibilities of Okto, and how does the community know that they're being met?
So there, it sounds like you're calling for a recommendation for greater transparency, and Lauren has his hand up.
That would be fair, maybe incomplete, but fair.
This is Lauren speaking. This is like a real kind of, topic point more than a writing point. It appears to me that with a lot of recommendations, we see the following thing. There is a recommendation ICANN.org has done some things, but has not truly addressed the recommendation. However, we do see that, let's say, with Fort Octo, we know they have been doing, like, really interesting, really good stuff, et cetera, et cetera. So, and I'm just wondering how we should address that. And I think, Russ, you already kind of said we should probably have a specific recommendation on that. And I would agree with that, kind of saying, look, what you need to do is to establish some form of strategic plan or something like that. And these things have to relate to each other, because right now it seems to be that, like, different parts of the organization do something, which sometimes is good, but the overall kind of mission, the overall strategy is missing. This is kind of the same thing I saw when I looked at the certification stuff yesterday. Like, things are happening, yes, but there is, like, no clear plan. It's not clear how it works with the organization, so I think we should probably, like, make a note to address that in the future. Thank you.
So I think what you're saying, Lauren, is that we need to say some good things have happened. Those should continue, but then it's not all – it didn't fully meet the intent, and more good things need to happen.
Yes, Russ. This is one, and I think that for me, at least from my perspective, the main point is that what is really missing is that there is a central and functional way this is being communicated and integrated. So when we look at, you know, things like risk management frameworks and stuff like that, there is usually a kind of, like, starting point, thinking about what are our risks, and then you integrate all the stuff you do into that, you say how it applies, who's in charge, all these kind of things, and that is definitely not happening, which doesn't mean that nothing is being done for security and facility. And I think this is what I would say is really necessary so that it is trackable.
So it is my thought, and maybe others have a contrary opinion, that overview coordination is going to be something we're going to want to draw out as part of the ICANN SSR recommendations that we're going to write on our own. Not to say that we don't plant a seed about that here, but I don't think that it's a follow-on SSR1 recommendation to call for that, because you're talking it actually something that falls across several of the SSR1 recommendations.
This is Lauren again. Yes, exactly. That is my intention, to kind of say we see this in a lot of these recommendations, and that's why we are writing one of our own. I just wanted to kind of make that point because it applied here and kind of make sure we're coming back to this later on.
There's a couple places where we've done that and said that instead of putting a recommendation in the SSR1 section, we've put a forward pointer to that says, and we've made recommendations about this in the subsequent section.
Sounds good.
Casey, did you get what you wanted here? I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm pretty much declared done on these two, and I can go remove assigns and stuff, but I think the rest of it can be covered in the next phases of what we... Lauren and I can talk to the side, because he sent an email asking for clarifications, but we can move on.
Okay. Carrie-Anne, is there anything that you want to talk about Recommendation 27?
Hi.
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. Question is about Recommendation 27, right?
Yes, you put some comments in the document off to the side, and I was wondering if you wanted to talk about them.
Yeah, what I had wanted to suggest to the to the review team was that recommendations 25, 26, when we had the last meeting to discuss them, we recognized that they all were related to risk management. I know we had some, counter views in terms of whether or not they could be addressed as one review and just have comments on a risk management framework and whether or not it was in existence, whether or not it exists, what was meant by comprehensive, non-comprehensive. So my suggestion was instead of trying to do a similar comments for 25, 26, and 27, was to have a paragraph or two or three that addresses 25, 26, 27 as a whole. And if everyone was okay with that, I could add additional text to what I included last night in for the recommendation 27.
Why don't we put a small little bit of text in 25 and 26 that says 25, 26, and 27 overlap, so we put all of our findings and recommendations in 27.
I'm okay with that if the team is okay with that.
I'm not seeing any hands. I'm not seeing any chat. Does that mean people are fine with that? I'm not hearing anyone say otherwise, so let's go that way, Carrie-Ann. And you have another comment about source for quotes.
There was just a reference that we did not make to the DNS risk management framework report in the working group that was convened, I think, 2011, I think it concluded in 2013. We never referred to it, and I was wondering if anyone remembered why we didn't reference that. I know Bovan is not on the call, but I don't know if anyone else remember why we never made any reference to that report in terms of the risk management framework. I've put a link to it, to the report, which has like the final comments from the public, etc. But I just wanted—I couldn't recall us ever discussing it. So I don't know if I missed a call that may have raised it, and just if we should refer to it in that paragraph as one of the things that ICANN.org has done in relation to a risk management framework.
It seems to me that referencing it's the right thing to do. But again, it's hasn't been updated for 5 years.
Terms of its existing.
Yes.
I haven't even stated that the work was done.
Correct. Not seeing anybody.
I'll update the text accordingly then.
Yeah, I'm not seeing anybody suggest otherwise, so. Makes sense. Okay, and there's a little bit of text that I don't understand in recommendation 28. I'm not sure who put it in. But two of the three people on that one are on the call. Nurul or Scott, did you put this text in? And Nurul, go ahead.
This is Nurul Amin for the records. I think recommendation 24 and 28 are somewhat related in efforts to distribute threat and incident information, because the Office of CTO is responsible for coordinating incident information and containment process with appropriate agencies and incident response process, incident management issues. These are somewhat related, so and that's why I added the same text in 24 also. Thank you.
Perhaps then you should take the approach that Carrie-Ann's going to take and put, say these two overlap, and that you're only going to write the three part in one place. Does that make sense? Let's see, Neural's typing. Well, I'm not hearing anyone object to that approach, so why don't we go in that direction? And Carrie Ann says that's fine with her. Okay, Neural, in the next couple of days, could you put text in the document then? Okay, he says we'll do that. Okay, I want to turn to the next agenda topic. We only have a couple minutes left, but the leadership team on Monday will be talking about the agenda for the meeting in L.A. Seems to me that we need to talk about the other two big slugs of work that we need to get done, and I was wondering if people had any suggestions for the leadership team about organizing that work. Neural, you have a hand up. Okay, I'm not seeing any hands. And he's saying that hand was for recommendation 28. All right. I guess you're leaving it to the leadership team to organize the work then. That's how I'm taking it, and have no thoughts that you want to share at this time. If you have any over the weekend, please drop me a note. We'll be having that call Monday morning. Okay, is there any other business someone wants to raise in the last 2 minutes? Okay, Jennifer, you want to take us through the action items and so on?
Thanks, Russ. Sure. I have a number of action items, the first being team members to complete a doodle poll for the potential face-to-face meeting in May once the poll has been circulated to the list. Scott took an action item to put input text for SSR recommendations 17 and 18. Casey, Denise, Lauren, Alan, and Scott will have a discussion with the SSAC regarding recommendation 23. Team members to volunteer if they want to participate, and Casey will talk to the SSAC.
Excuse me, Jennifer, I think it's SSAC and RSAC.
Okay, thank you. I will add that. Next action item, carry on to input text through Google Doc to explain that text for recommendations 25 and 26 is contained within the text for recommendation 27, and the rule will do the same regarding recommendations 24 and 28. And then the leadership will develop a draft agenda for the face-to-face meeting and team members to email any suggestions over the weekend to Russ or the leadership. And any other edits or anything I missed, please let me know. Thanks.
Okay, I think that's it then. Thank you. And we have to find a way to energize this team and get the work done. Thank you.
Thanks, everyone. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye. Thanks, bye. Everyone. Bye-bye.